welcome to Health is Wealth. I am Paul Reese, along with Tanya, and we are back once again. And indeed, it's a blessing to be with you in these turbulent times that we're all facing, especially when it comes to matters of health. And that's why this show is so important to us and to you, because health is wealth. And my prayers go out to everyone, including myself, who's losing loved ones and friends during this time. It's not too late to take control of your health. I know that many of us with voices crying out in the wilderness for the last 20 years, 30 years, 40 years about health and the importance and having your body prepared for whatever oxidative stress or onslaughts might approach you. But we're addressing that right now. And the Hebrew word for health is Anuka. It's not the name of our company. However, we do have a company that we've already started. We've been mailing out different supplements to various people. And I will say it out loud. We are not doctors or FDA approved, but that's not nothing to brag about today anyway. Probably want to get as far away as possible from these alphabet people. But we are inspired by the Most High through His Spirit to come up with combinations, tinctures, and concoctions that can be of aid to your immune system and help you to deal with some of the stress, which can cause cortisol in your body to cause you to gain weight and not be able to overcome it. You can overcome it. You can conquer. Keep your temple clean. Your temple is your tabernacle. We are in the midst of the Feast of Tabernacles. But the thing is that that's also talking about your body. And in order to be able to serve the Most High, the true, supreme, one and only God, you need to be healthy and functioning so you can be of service to Him and His kingdom to do the work that needs to be done. So we are preparing the company, and we think the company is going to be a benefit to those who mistakenly got something put inside of them and those who have not done it yet and are concerned. So faith over fear with this show and spirituality. With that said, I'm going to go ahead. We're going to not be long today. I'm going to turn it over to Tanya. She's got some herbs and things and salutations, whatever she wants to cover. And then I'm going to, after she's done, I'm going to cover the topic of electromagnetic frequencies and radiation, a hidden danger, and what you can take to overcome that.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Tanya. Hope everybody's having a great week so far. And I just basically have, I'm excited. I have some herbs and information I'd like to share, some of which has helped me, some of these herbs, and my dear family members. I have been getting knowledge from professional places, and I have worked with or consulted with clinical herbalists that are highly, highly specialized in herbs. So I'm just learning and sharing and using as I go as well. The first herb that I think is a really great benefit is called burdock root. And burdock root, just like it sounds, is the root. And basically, when it's taken internally, it helps clean the toxins and waste and materials in the body. It almost included an internal cleansing formula. It works a few different ways. It purifies your blood and helps to improve your liver function. Secondly, burdock helps the kidneys remove accumulated waste products. And it may turn into a slight laxative, helping to improve your bowel functions. Basically, the root, or the origin of this particular root, is USA, the United States, and China. Nutrients are amino acids, calcium, chromium, copper, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, silicon, zinc, vitamins A, B1, B2, B3, and C. There are no known drug interactions with this particular root. And it's one of the most effective herbs for cleansing the blood without the side effects of nausea. It also works as a very powerful antioxidant. And actually, burdock root is pretty known. You can get it in a tincture. You can get it in a capsule form. It's readily available. So that's a great one. My next one is hawthorn. And basically hawthorn, again, that one is readily available as well. And let's see, hawthorn. It's a hawthorn leaf. And the origin is Poland or Hungary. I always like to include where it comes from. The only drug interaction with hawthorn is a medication called digoxin, which is a cardiac medicine. So definitely always consult with your medical professional, especially the ones that write your prescriptions that you have to take. So hawthorn. This is a great herb that is good for the heart and circulation. The berries reduce high blood pressure, okay, caused by hardening of the arteries and kidney disease. The leaves are used for those with heart valve disease. Hawthorn has the ability to both lower high blood pressure and to bring low blood pressure back to normal. It, other uses for angina, irregular heartbeat, spasm of the arteries, and insomnia with the nervous origin. So this is another great one, again, especially with this one. It's for your heart and for the circulatory system. You want to consult with your medical professional. And this one is hawthorn leaf.
So for the Black community, I think hawthorn is going to be very important because we tend to struggle with a lot of blood pressure issues. Mm-hmm. But one of the reasons why we do so is because we keep telling ourselves that we can eat anything we want when, as a people, we genetically aren't designed to consume bottom feeders, but it's been a staple of our diet for centuries. And so we'd be like, my grandmother ate it, I'm eating it. Mm-hmm. And grandma ain't here no more. So it's not good for you. You do have to change your diet. And I do want to say that she's talking about the origins of some of these supplements and herbs. Some of them, listen, doctors won't tell you this, but there are herbs, rice, vegetables, supplements that come from specific regions because they are geared towards specific people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, one of the more popular green leafy herbs and supplements today is moringa. Guess where moringa grows like a weed? Africa, because of the hot hot region and climate. So that's something that we really, as a race, should be eating. And if she's saying some of these other herbs, they're probably going to be more beneficial for people from that region that she's reading about. I remember Dr. Sabi would talk about that a lot, that what's a hybrid as far as the animals, what really comes from the continent of the warmer climates that we should consume. We don't have access to a lot of those things. Like, for instance, there's something that kills cancer and it's in the Caribbean. It's called soursop, and you can't find that here. So there are things specific to regions, to certain people and nations, and we have to just be honest about it. It's not racist. It's not separatist. It's just a fact that the doctors won't tell you. Everything is not a one-size-fits-all. It doesn't work for every race. Like, I just found out Black people shouldn't include niacin as a supplement in their diet. We should stay away from it. So it's things like that that you need to be familiar with. And you can always consult with your doctor, but 9 times out of 10, they're not going to take the truth as it pertains to herbal, organic, natural supplements, because they work for pharmakia, and they must make the money. So let's change our diets and let's be mindful of that.
Yeah, and you can always, you know, if you have time and you got to do the research, to seek out a doctor of osteopathic medicine. A medical doctor, they went to medical school. They're called, they don't have an MD, even though there are medical doctors, but it's a DO, D as in Dr. O, at the end of their name. And they use holistic herbals. They incorporate that in their practice.
Yeah, it's hard to find them. They have them.
They have them.
But they don't want you to go that route. As a matter of fact, they're trying to minimize those doctors, because doctors now are up under a totally different mandate. You know what I mean? They have directives now. And they took a sworn oath, and they're going to abide by that. So if you take some time to get off social media and pick up some books, my people, you can do the research on these herbs and find out what works for you.
Yeah.
And as we always say, you have to be patient when it comes to supplements and herbs. Don't be a patient. Be patient.
Yeah. So hawthorn Again, it's the origin is Poland and Hungary. That's where it's from.
Mm.
Yeah. So one last part of this. This is really good. It lowers harmful cholesterol. Okay. And all parts of the hawthorn contain flavonoids that help protect the cardiovascular system. It also works well on the emotional level of the heart for those that are grieving and experiencing sadness or mild depression. Okay, so there's a lot of information, good information about hawthorn that you can get online on reputable websites, okay, that have the correct information. The next one I have is valerian root. You're pretty familiar with this one, but it's always good to kind of reintroduce it. Valerian root, the origin is the United States and Croatia. The nutrients in this root is calcium, choline, essential fatty acids, iron, magnesium, manganese, niacin, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, silicon, zinc, vitamins A, B1, B2, B3, and C. There are no known drug interactions with valerian root. It's known for a sedative effect on the central system. And the internal uses, it has been used for, of course, anxiety, nervous tension, insomnia, general stress syndrome. Although it is a strong nervine, it leaves a person feeling refreshed rather than sluggish. It has also been used for difficulties as for falling asleep due to nervousness. Valerian can be used for the eyesight if it's weakened by a lack of energy in the optic nerve. It has some influence on the heart and circulation as it increases the force of the heart and yet slows it down, being used for cardiac palpitations. I've seen valerian root around a lot in the tea form, powder form. I mean, you can definitely, it's readily available. Yeah, and in tincture form. And it recommends, there's a recommendation here to take it before bedtime. Okay. Valerian root. And the last one I have is bee pollen. Let's see. I've taken this on days where I just feel run down. Not sick, but just tired. I need a little pep up. So I'll take a spoonful and just, chew it and swallow it. And it pretty much works, works right away. Okay, lastly, this description for bee pollen. It contains all of the nutrients you need to live. It improves your metabolism, dissolves and flushes the fat cells from your body due to high percentage of lecithin, lowers cholesterol levels, and reduces food cravings. Athletes often use bee pollen for endurance, strength, stamina, and mental clarity. Again, I take it every now and then when I'm feeling just a little tired and I need to. This is a great alternative for me instead of coffee. Okay. Internal uses. It has been able to strengthen and stabilize the capillaries and reduce inflammation. It is a bactericide and may increase the body's resistance to infection. It has also been beneficial for atherosclerosis, hemorrhoids, hypertension, PMS, hay fever, diarrhea, nosebleed, cerebral hemorrhage, mouth sores, varicose veins, rheumatism, painful urination, prostate conditions, constipation, diarrhea. There's a long list of itis here and signs and symptoms that this may help to relieve. And caution, do not use if you're allergic to bees, okay? This is from the actual bees. So there's a note here not to use if you are allergic to bees. Okay, and that's bee pollen.
Very beneficial. We incorporate it into a tea because it fights infections. And look, we're not going to be able to drink these things and live forever. We're just trying to increase the quality of life, cut down on pharmaceutical use, and decrease some of the pains so that you can function and live a long, quality, healthy life without taking something that's going to require you to take something else, then take something else. And then in the meantime, it's just destroying your vital organs. to the point where there's a crash at a certain point in your life, and you're laid up somewhere counting the hours that you live. So we want to be functioning healthy, which increases our spirituality as well. Okay, with that being said, we just have one more thing to share. Back to bee pollen. It's also good for asthma and breathing conditions and respiratory conditions. So, and then as far as it being a staple, it's a food. So I got some just put up for when the hard times hit. You won't be eating a whole lot if you haven't done your prepping. This is something that can kill some cravings and help you to lose some weight and different things like that. All right, so what I'm going to go into real quick before we get ready to go, to give you one more last tidbit of information, is that, you know, at the end of every show, I deal with the current situation at hand. And we know what that is, C19. And I like to address that in some kind of ways. A lot of people got offended by the article I read last week, but it's true. Those things are going around in people's bodies causing oxidative stress and damage right now. What I also want to talk about today is potassium iodide. You can find this at your health food store and even in some of your drug stores. And people don't know the importance of this right now. It's very important. Potassium iodide is a salt of a stable non-radioactive iodine that can help block radioactive iodine from being absorbed by the thyroid gland, thus protecting this gland from radiation injury. Where's all this radiation coming from, you say? Can you say 5G tower? Can you say router and modem in the house? Can you say constant cell phone and iPad usage and laptop usage? Can you say smart TV? All day long, smart watches. It's not really that smart, it's dangerous. And this radiation is attacking your thyroid gland, thus affecting your entire body, draining you, taking away your sleep. And your thyroid gland is the part of the body that's most sensitive to radioactive iodine. People should take potassium iodide only on the advice of public health or emergency management officials, but right now, I'm saying you need to incorporate it in your diet every day to combat the oxidative stress you're going through just from the environment of frequencies, electromagnetic frequencies you can't even see. You should no longer sleep with your smartwatch next to your head. You should no longer sleep with your phone next to your head without an EMF cover or a Faraday cage. You should no longer go to sleep watching TV all night and letting the frequencies from that TV into your bed. This is why you're not getting meaningful rest and sleep. It's even been reported that these not only EMF frequencies, but you can be targeted for this weapon at night in your sleep. It's important to take your jewelry off at night because you become more of a conductor. Some of you are conductors now for this energy. If you have electric beds, you're sleeping on top of the electricity and these frequencies, you're trying to get some sleep. There's so many things we have to do to protect ourselves now. And I'm sorry to say, that's just the way it is. And I'll say this real quick. I didn't want to go into all this stuff, but every time there's been a major sickness or flu, there was an increase in technological advances in technology. When 3G was incorporated, the first SARS came. When 4G was incorporated, H1N1 came. And now 5G, guess what? I don't have to tell you, we weren't made to deal with all of this artificial intelligence and the upgrading of frequencies and gigahertz. It causes the so-called symptoms. You go get a false test, then you put something in you shouldn't put in you, which is really going to do the job, not just the symptoms. Trickery. This should be in your diet every day. Potassium iodide protects the thyroid and other parts of the body from radioactive iodine. The only thing it can protect you from is radioactive iodine. I'm being selective as I read this because this is not in favor of what I believe, because we're being microwaved. Matter of fact, you should really throw your microwave out your house and not microwave your food, because it kills all the nutrients, all the vitamins, all the supplements that's in it, and it just totally destroys it. It's that. You're just eating some cardboard, and you make it taste good by putting a bunch of stuff on top of it. Food is dead. It's of no nutritional value. The thyroid gland can tell the difference between stable and radioactive iodine, and it will absorb both. Potassium iodide blocks radioactive iodine from entering the thyroid. So let me just go into some things that I know myself that I'm telling you. Potassium iodide will help to fight the radiation coming from the electromagnetic frequencies that are stimulating things in your brain and throughout your house. As I already mentioned, you are combating all of this every day. And the oxidative stress is attacking your body, your cells, attacking your sleep, depleting you of energy, causing heart palpitations. The palpitations that some of you are getting is from the onslaught of radiation that you're experiencing every day, and the stress, and you don't even realize it. So with L-arginine, hawthorn, potassium iodide, and the other one I mentioned last week, bentonite clay every day will help you to combat the advent of technology that's really destroying you. Let me read a few more. What's that? Bladder rack is another supplement. You want to find it in there?
Yes.
It's another supplement that you can take. If you can't get your hands on potassium iodide, you can take bladder rack, which is a kelp. Bladder rack is in the same family as chlorella, Irish sea moss, and spirulina. So it's in the same family. You want to read it?
Okay. Origin is Canada. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, anticoagulant, antioxidant. It has 30 trace major minerals, contains so many minerals here. Zinc, iodine, has no drug interaction. This is Bladderwrack. It helps to reduce, it says here, obesity via stimulating the thyroid gland. Lastly, the internal uses, the seaweed, this seaweed, has been used in scrofula, cancer, diabetes, goiter, and glandular afflictions. It also is good for the kidneys, gastritis, constipation, diarrhea, gastroesophageal reflux disease, heartburn, hyperthyroidism, and indigestion.
After going to the dentist to get x-rays, I take it. Mm-hmm. I dose up before I go and when I come home. After going through the airport and being body scanned and all that stuff attacking me, I take it. You women getting these mammograms, which is actually putting radiation in your breast that's causing breast cancer, you need to take it. We are dealing with technology that's destroying us. So we have to fight back. So now you're at the point where you have to do this every day. I love the advent of some of this technology. Sometimes you need to know when to pull away, take a fast, and not just like let it consume your life because it's making you sick. And this is why we see so many people, babies, coming up with cancers and various things. You've got to be mindful. Radiation, when Fukushima hit and it came across the Pacific Ocean and came into California, we got it first. This stuff sold off the shelf. People had heard about it. The thing is that you don't wait till something hits. You start putting this in your body daily, so that you can become a superconductor of health to fight it off so it doesn't even penetrate you. So this is very important. Potassium iodide, you can use bladder rack, Irish sea moss, chlorella, spirulina. But this must be in your diet every day. You have no idea the amount of radiation from EMFs, frequencies that are going through you every day that's trying to fight your white blood cells can cause cancers and affect your cells. So people, please be mindful of this. And I hope this has been of benefit to you this evening. We only want to come on for a short time. We don't normally take questions because we're not doctors to take questions and we're not giving medical advice. We're giving you stuff to go do the research on and get started in your life right away. It's never too late to become healthy at all. Anything else you want to say?
No, no. The potassium iodine is good. It's excellent. Spirulina, chlorella, take it every day.
Okay, my people. So with love, we give you this info and let you know that the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. Don't lay down to this. Don't lay down. It ain't over till it's over. And there is a Savior coming back for his people. Shabbat shalom, peace and blessings. Shabbat shalom.